So your mom and dad are very different then. What about you and your brother? Are you more similar in personality or different?
In ways, we're very different, and in others, we'll be quite similar. Like everybody says, that we always look the same and so on.
Do you think that though?
Although maybe that's just me because I'm his brother and don't want to look like him.
Mm-hmm.
Would be different in the sense of, like, for example, him moving to Newcastle. He was very mm-hmm. anxious about moving away, and I suppose it was because there was a whole big long. It just dragged out over a long period of time before he eventually left. So it gave him too much time
to think
about it. And I went away to Portaferry over Easter and came back, and he picked me up in Belfast. Never got left off and took me home. And he had told me that during the middle of the week he just had a complete change of mind and just decided that he didn't want to go and was just freaking out about it.
Oh dear.
To just major extent, and I just turned around and said, why? I mean, like, are you going to be stuck in Ards for the rest of your life? Do you want to be stuck in Ards for the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, I suppose. So he eventually left, and he just got very anxious with it all, and then mm-hmm. I thought that wasn't helped either by my mother, because my mother was always saying, oh, and you could cook this and you could do that, and if you find this happens you can do this and you can do that, just giving him more things to worry about, then just adding to the problem. And I actually said to her, you know, do you not think that maybe one of the reasons why I feel so anxious is because you keep on giving him with things to be anxious about? So she was very mothering in that sense, and, you know, making sure that I had everything. So mm-hmm. sort of, but in a way I can understand, because my brother is also diabetic. God, so she has even more mothering.
So the food thing is a big issue then for her.
Yeah, as well. So she worries a lot about that there. And although doesn't really look at it as much of a worry, because he knows what he can and can't eat and what to eat and when to eat, and so on.
He's had it all his life, so he's so used to it.
So he will be different in that sense, because, I mean, I said to my brother before I left, I said, you know, listen, I don't know why you're getting so anxious. Like, if someone turned around to me tomorrow and said, right, we're moving to Fiji, I'd be right, let's go then.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be more than happy to go. I'd be happy to move anywhere. I mean, if it helped me in the long run, like, I'd be happy to go mm-hmm. over to Europe or over to the States for my education if it helped me in the long run, and I'd be happy enough to go over there for a job or whatever, or to settle down over there and so on, or go on holiday. Like, I've always wanted to travel all my life. I've always wanted to go about the world, because there's places that you don't know mm-hmm. about until you actually mm-hmm. go there and you see pictures and you think, oh, that's really cool. So I would love to do that, but wouldn't be in that sense. Like, he would be, okay, let's go for a week's holiday to Prague, kind of thing. And
that's as far as it gets.
Yeah, that would be it. As such, now.
So Newcastle is a big deal for him then?
It was a very big deal, yeah. He keeps on trying to get me to go over, but sadly I haven't had a chance yet, because I've got work experience coming up.
Have you?